listening to Your Financial Advice. I'm your host, Soham Webb, and this is episode number 16. Today's episode is titled, 10 Best Practices for Financial Advice. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Also, there are many apps that can help you save and invest small amounts of money. Saving and using in emergencies can keep you out of financial trouble and help you sleep better at night. The money you expect to spend on the down payment of your home will soon become your savings. When you know you need or want to spend money over the next few years, the money that you won't need to use for at least 7 years is money that needs to be invested. If you have savings for more than 6 months and have enough money for short-term financial purposes, consider investing. As a financial advisor, watch your clients' investments to make sure they are making good returns, and you should take the same approach with your marketing investments. As people seek financial advice online, financial advisors need to strengthen their digital marketing presence to appear in the search results and stand out from the competition. Let's take a look at 10 of the best marketing techniques that financial planners and consultants can use to get more leads in the new world. The goal is to be the primary resource for your target market in matters related to the type of financial services you offer. Most services connect you with a dedicated consultant or certified financial planner. Some of the less expensive options offer access to a team of consultants. I need personalized financial advice, but I do not need to meet with a consultant in person. If you want to help manage your money, find a commission-based financial advisor who makes money when you sign up with an investment backed by their company. The second has potentially shared loyalty, while the first has no incentive to lead you down the wrong path. When investing and saving for the future, make sure that it is sufficiently diversified and compatible with the amount of risk you are willing to take. The most profitable business or real estate investment can help guide your wealth management decisions after leaving the wheel. Owners are more likely to postpone planning their financial future until later, when things settle down or there is more clarity about what the company can reasonably achieve. Unfortunately, entrepreneurs often overlook their personal financial goals, which can be a barrier to helping entrepreneurs accumulate retirement savings or other purposes. As an entrepreneur, you should strive to set your personal goals the same way that you prepare a multi-year business plan. You need motivation to begin adopting more effective money habits, and if you create a visual board, it can remind you to stick to your financial goals. But remember to keep up with times and keep on track to meet your personal financial goals. In addition, part of our job as financial planners is to educate people about real financial planning. I really think the future of our profession will involve more aspects of life planning. So if you use Kids 3 Questions, Susan Bradley's Sudden Money Institute, Think 2 Perform Values deck of cards. If books are not for you, join the free Get Money Smart video course, or use countless podcasts, audiobooks, and webinars to help you make money. The more you can increase your income and become an expert in a particular field, the more you need to achieve your financial goals faster than you can imagine. The market needs to be saved and the money needs to be invested, all of which have great insight into the world of money over the years, whether from the dozens of successful articles titled, I Getting Out of Debt, that we have presented in the dozens of psychological studies we reviewed that relate to the best process of making changes in behavior. Now that Financial Literacy Month has arrived, we have decided that there is no better time than now to read our 50 best money tips in one succulent and highly enjoyable reading. The more money you make, the less muscle memory you already have to save and invest in. Just make sure your savings rules allow you to get money fast in an emergency. Since your goal is the future, the money to invest belongs to stocks. When a company offers you a starting salary, you need to know how to determine whether that salary will give you enough money after taxes to fulfill your financial obligations and hopefully your goals. As a financial advisor, you ask people to talk about their biggest financial goals in life, how much debt they have accumulated, the value of their investments. Some people don't even tell their spouse
about it. This is the business activity of a financial advisor who provides comprehensive investment management and holistic financial planning. The main difference is that you will meet with your consultant virtually, via phone or video chat, rather than at your local office.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Soham, and this was episode 16 of Your Financial Advice. See ya next time.